I don't think you were aware of a military presence at all, really. I suppose I've done national service myself, and you know, you see military all over the world now. It doesn't really have any effect on me. I don't even think about it. And I don't think I did then as a child.
I suppose also it was sort of normal then to see more servicemen around. But what about, I mean, Gibraltar, you did talk about, you know, that you went out to Spain and things, out of Gibraltar. I mean, even then, Gibraltar was really crowded, wasn't it? I mean, did you feel conscious of that as a child?
No, not at all. Yeah.
I'm surprised. I mean, do you think your parents felt, you know,
I'm sure
claustrophobic?
They did. Yes, probably. And that's why, you know, almost every weekend this summer, and even the winter you go, and they had their weekends away in Granada, etc.
I mean, when I've interviewed people from colonial service before, and I've interviewed lots of them, and they always used to talk about, you know, it being very sort of incestuous, the club and everybody talking, but, you know, at least they were in bigger countries. So, I suppose maybe they didn't go anywhere, I don't know, but I just thought that might be... It would have been interesting to ask your mother about that.
Yeah. I mean, I had no inclination of any cliques or anything like that at all.
And your friends, your English friends, not the Gibraltarians, but what were their parents doing?
They were Barclays Bank, Shell, all the what we call multinational companies now, lawyers, people in shipping and travel, and generally like expats are now.
And did it feel, I mean, obviously it was, you know, you were coming back from boarding school and it was, you know, the change in the light and the climate.
Mm.
But, I mean, did it feel British?
Yes, I think so.
That's interesting, but not, you know, I know the nuances go right over one's head when one's a child, but when you think about that, it's quite interesting, isn't it? Because you've got the Britishness of Gibraltar and then just crossing, like, you know, five minutes later into somewhere foreign.
Mm. No, it was a little bit of Britain, as it still is in a way.
Have you been back?
Yes, about 4 or 5 times.
And how have you felt when you've gone back?
The first time I took my wife, who'd never been there, it was quite depressing. I wish I hadn't taken her. It was... quite a long time ago now, but it was very downtrodden. Everything wanted repairs. Everything looked tatty and tawdry. Our house was boarded up, so it was all very sad, and I came away quite depressed. But then when we went back 2 or 3 years later, it had changed, and the last time we went, I mean, it seems to be thriving with all the new marinas and restaurants and lots of good things to do, really. And obviously thriving with the cruise ships and that sort of thing.
And what about your boys, Fabian?
No, I don't think they have, no. No doubt they will one day.
And we talked a little bit before the tape recorder was on again about, you know, obviously, you know, at that age, you know, you had a fantastic time, you had a great life there, and you must have made some sort of good friends and sort of bumping into them now. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, well, apart from the ones in England who one sees every now and again, we went to my sister-in-law and her husband's wedding anniversary party in Sotto Grande a few years ago, and I was absolutely thrilled to find that someone I knew very well in those early days, called Jeannie Lawrence in those days, had married one of the Gajeros, and she was at the party. So we had a great evening reminiscing.
And were your what were your memories like? I mean, do you think that sometimes people remember things so differently? Remember what? Did you sort of... talking about parties.
Yes, yeah. Parties and swimming and all the things one did.
Swimming was
same
pretty important.
Thing.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about, so she married a Gibraltarian then?
Well, yes. In fact, her mother, I think, was Gibraltarian, and her father had been a British naval officer.
So she was half.
And the Gajero family are very well known in Gib, and she married one of them.
And I didn't ask you this actually, but were you born in Gibraltar?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
So, do you feel when people ask? I mean, do you feel like a Gibraltarian?
Not really. When people ask where I was born, I say Gibraltar. Oh, you must be Gibraltarian. I said, no, I'm British. But I have a great feeling for Gib, and whenever, as has happened, you know, with previous governments in England, start talking about possibility of giving it back, this, that and the other, I get really quite annoyed, and I have written to the Prime Minister and this sort of thing, and the government. I feel incredibly strong attachment to Gib, still.